أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إخوة الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I beseech Allah to shower His blessings and compassion on the soul of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is also his companions and the generality of believers in the day of recompense. Without wasting our precious time, the topic to be discussed reads Youthfulness and Islamic Propagation. An-Nadhara wa Da'watul Islamiyya. The topic is highly relevant, most especially to this time of ours, in which people have neglected and abandoned Islamic propagation. There are certain things we need to discuss as regards this topic. Number one is the concept of youthfulness. Why focusing on the youth? Why? Scholars have given a lot of things that we need to understand as far as youth are concerned. When we are talking of youth, the most authentic view to the scholars is that it starts with maturity and ends by age 40. That is what majority of Muslim scholars have, you know, supported. People that fall within this age range, they usually possess some qualities. And these qualities can be useful for good things, likewise for bad things. If one wants to propagate something, you want to promote something, you want something to be accepted, to spread, you need youth in spreading that idea. By the time you are thinking of an idea, of an ideology, of a concept, you want to plant seed of a concept and you want it to germinate. People that will assist you in achieving that are nobody but who? Youth. Why? Number one, the strength is there. Al-Quwa. When we are talking of youth, they have that strength, energy to execute anything they believe in. That is why we see youth who believe in spreading evils. They are propagating evils. We are to propagate Islam. Number two, azakira, intelligence is there for the youth. You know, youth are always intelligent. They are always, you know, when it comes to thinking faculty, their thinking faculty is there. And it is whatever they want to use this intelligence for, that they will use it for. We need to understand that people that possess some of these qualities, they have ways of contributing, either positively or negatively, to the growth or propagation of any idea. Another thing is the issue of what? Inquisitiveness. By the time we are talking about youth, they want to know. They want to be inquisitive. They want to know why something must be like this. People like that, once they are convinced of a particular concept, it will be easy for them to spread it. Not only that, another thing is the what? Is satanic control. Youth, they can be easily controlled by shaitan if what they understand is not in line with Islamic teachings. Shaitan will be there whispering into their hearts. Shaitan will be there telling them to perpetrate evils if right guidance is not gotten, if right knowledge is not imparted on them. That is why we need to focus much on youth. If that is the case, as Muslim youth, we are Muslim youth. Why we should understand Islam and propagate it? We need to understand that Allah Himself, our Creator, who created all that are in existence, whether Muslims, Christians, pagans, people who worship, you know, polytheists, we are all created by Allah. And our Creator Allah, He told us in Al-Quran, Quran chapter 3 verse 19. Wama khalaqatul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. That is Quran chapter 3 verse 19. That the only acceptable, indeed, surely, undoubtedly, the only acceptable religion before Allah is nothing but al-Islam. In the same chapter, Surah to Ala Imran, verse 85, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقُبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks other religion, in addition to Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and it will be among the losers, among the wretched ones in the hereafter. So these two verses I've quoted emphasize that we need to really know that the only religion acceptable before Allah is Islam. If we have understood that, we need to work tirelessly on how people will understand that Islam. They can only understand that Islam through what? Propagation. By spreading it, by teaching it to people, by enlightening people about what Islam entails, what Islam connotes, what Islam is all about. Why? People have a lot of wrong perceptions, wrong notions. People have been wrongly pre-informed about Islam. Some people, they see Islam as a religion of entering the mosque, observing Salat, and that is all. Some people, they see Islam as a religion. You uphold it if your parents are Muslims. Once your parents are not Muslims, don't bother yourself. Some people, they see Islam as a religion of backwardness. Religion that will tell you, do this, don't do this. Don't trade in alcohol. Don't trade in prostitution. Don't be rearing pigs. Some people, because they feel, don't sell this, be selling this. If Allah had prohibited one thing, He would have made thousands of other things lawful. But people will close their eyes to the things Allah has made lawful. They will be shaitan will be whispering into the hearts of people that once you have accepted Islam, once you have embraced teachings of Islam, you may be backward. Because you will not do this, you will not do that. You want to boost your business. You cannot take interest-based loan. Religion that will tell you as a Muslim sister, you need to be wearing your hijab, probably you need to cover your faces. The religion that will tell you, don't involve in what? In homosexuality. Don't involve in illicit sexual act. Don't involve in boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Some people, what they have understood Islam to be is a religion of what? Religion of barbarism. That is, religion that is not civilized, uncivilized religion. That is what Shaitan has preached to some people. We need to change all these bad notions, all these misconceptions about Islam. That is why we ourselves as youth, the first thing is for us to really understand what Islam is all about. What Islam is all about. We work tirelessly in knowing things. That is number one thing. When we are talking of usefulness and Islamic propagation, we as youth, we stress ourselves. We strive to understand Islam. This lecture we are delivering as well is one of the ways of enlightening you about Islam. There are so many other ways of learning Islam. You learn Islam by going to madrasa. You learn Islam by attending Islamic lectures. You learn Islam by attending Islamic seminars, conferences, workshops. You learn Islam by reading Islamic texts. You learn Islam by taking knowledge from scholars. You learn Islam by adding, you know, tarbiyah programs. You learn Islam by listening to lectures of pious scholars, not confused and parochial scholars. You learn your Islam in a right way. That will make you to understand the authentic Islam preached by Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not fake Islam or false Islam. Having understood this,
The next thing is how to propagate that Islam, how to sell that Islam to the masses. Your own is to strive. Allah will guide people, but just make efforts. By the time you have made probably 10% efforts, Allah may crown it with 90%. By the time you make 40% effort, Allah may crown it 400%. As Muslims, we need to know Islamic propagation as youth is our duty, is our responsibility. Okay, let us see Ashabul Kahf. In Quran chapter 18, verse 13, Allah was talking about some youth who had lived before us. These youth, they really understood Islam. They were, you know, they were after their Islam. In fact, they left their community. Their community, you know, was embarking on what? On polytheism, on paganism. They left their environment. When Allah was describing them in Suratul Kahf, Ashabul Kahf, Allah says, Innahum fityatun. Innahum fityatun. Amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. Indeed, they were youth who believed in their Lord. Can you see? Believing in their Lord means they have understood Islam in the correct way, in the right manner. Wa zidnahum huda. And we increase them in guidance. Once you yourself, you have learned Islam, you have believed in Allah. All articles of faith, you believe in them in the right way. What Allah will do for you is that He will increase you in understanding. He will increase you in guidance. May Allah do this for us. Ashabul Kahf. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. So that's the another thing we need to understand. Now, while propagating Islam, let us see the steps we need to take. When it comes to youth, we want to propagate Islam. Number one, we need to really understand that propagating Islam requires knowledge. The first thing is talabul ilm. You need to seek knowledge. You want to propagate Islam, that doesn't mean you must be like Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, or you must be like Sheikh Ibn Bas, or you must be like Imam Ibn Kathir before you start propagating Islam. No. Balighu anni walau aya. Our noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in authentic hadith from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhuma, he said, Prophet said, convey my message, convey my teachings to the people, even if it will be a single verse, a single verse. The hadith is authentic one, transmitted by Imam Bukhari. You don't need to wait till you are an encyclopedia of knowledge before you start propagating Islam. But as youth, you should not be contented. You should not be satisfied with little knowledge. You continue striving. You continue seeking knowledge. You try to reach the peak of your career. That will make you an authority as far as knowledge is concerned. Don't focus on worldly knowledge alone. Your Islamic knowledge, you focus on it. As you're memorizing Quran, you memorize Hadith. You memorize a lot of, you know, Tafsir. You memorize Tawhid concept. You understand Fiqh concept. That will make you to be a good da'i. You know the real Islamic propagation. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. In Hadith of Bayhaqi, Prophet has told us that seeking knowledge is compulsory, is obligatory upon every Muslim. That's the first step of Islamic propagation. Number two is the issue of what? Al-Aqidatul Islamiyya Sahiyya. You seek authentic Islamic beliefs, authentic Islamic creed. What do we mean by this? You can see some people nowadays, they too, they are claiming that they want to propagate Islam. They're sincerely yours. They are doing a lot of efforts. They are causing a lot of problems. They are not propagating Islam. Rather, they are preaching against Islam. You see people propagating Islam, telling the masses, by the time you see your daughter using black hijab, you need to send them away. That is extremism, and they are propagating Islam as well. By the time you see people telling the parents, by the time you see your male child, you see your sons, you know, keeping beards, don't allow them. That is extremism. Are they not? To them, they are propagating Islam. Is that Islam they are propagating? By the time you see people, you know, saying something opposite of what Islam has preached. By the time you see people telling you that you don't need to believe in the hereafter, that I am it now a kuna to Roban wa Idoman. Aina lama beothun a halkan jadida. Aina lama beothun, in another verse. That after this life, there is nothing again. Some people, they have problems in their akida. Or you see people telling you that Ghulam Ahmad is the promised Messiah. People with, you know, fake Islamic creed. People with fabricated and distorted Islamic creed, they will not be able to do real Islamic propagation. You can see what Allah says in Chronicles 16 verse 36. وَلَقَدِ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. All prophets of Allah that propagated Islam. Allah says in Quran chapter 16 verse 36. Indeed, verily, we have phrased, we have sent among every nation, every community, a messenger. A messenger. That messenger, what will he be doing? He will be proclaiming that anebudu Allah, worship Allah alone. That is Tawheed. That is authentic Islamic creed we are talking about. Wajtanibu Tawgut. Move away from deities. Move away from other things being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another thing. Number three, you want to do Islam propagation, you need to be antekuna kudwatan. You need to be a role model. You are propagating Islam through your beliefs, through your acts of worship, through your behaviors. It is time for salat. You are doing assignment. And your friends, they watch you, they monitor you. You don't know. You will not go and observe salat. And when it is time, let's go to lecture, let's go to a conference, let's go to the, you that you don't even observe salat at the prescribed time. Your da'wah is at stake. You need to be a role model. When it's time for salat, you observe salat. When it's time for Ramadan, you fast. When it's time to use your hijab, you use your hijab. You don't shake opposite sex. But you that you want to propagate Islam, you are not a role model. You are the most corrupt in your school. You are the most corrupt in your family. You are the most corrupt in your area. How will people listen to you? People monitor the Islamic propagators. If you want to propagate Islam, you need to be a role model. Your behavior should be good. Your ibadah should be, you know, unique. Your akidah should be okay. See what Allah says in Quran chapter 33, verse 21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, indeed, in the messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, you have a good example to follow, to emulate, to mimic. For your Islamic propagation to be successful, you need to be a role model. As you are telling people to do something, you even try to do better, to do more than they do. Another thing is what? Antakuna abidan lillah waro'an. You need to be a good worshipper and an ascetic. What do we mean by this? You that you are propagating Islam, you need to embark on fast worship. Your ibadah should be okay. Because that ibadah has a lot of benefits that it will contribute to your what? To people accepting your da'wah. What do we mean? See our new prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated that Prophet sallam one day, do you know what happened? He occupied himself in night prayer in Qiyamul Layl. In fact, he observed a very lengthy Qiyamul Layl until his feet got swollen. What happened? Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, oh Allah's messenger, why do you do this? Why stressing yourself? Our laysa qad ghafara Allahu lak ma taqaddama min dhanbik. You Prophet sallam, Allah has forgiven you all your past sins and even your future sins. Why all this stress? And Prophet sallam said, afala akunu abidan shakuro. Should I not be a grateful servant of Allah? You that you want to propagate Islam, you need to be, you know, good worshipper. Likewise, you need to be ascetic. You should not be materialistic. You that you are propagating Islam, people are monitoring you. By the time you love this world too much, people will see you as someone inviting to the world, not to the heaven. That doesn't mean you should forget your own portion in this world. you know, striving to get better things in the world. That doesn't mean you are materialistic. But being ascetic means even whatever you want to acquire in this world, it will be gotten through lawful means. It will be achieved through halal ways. Likewise, while propagating Islam, you need to be tolerant and lenient with people you are calling. You need to be lenient. You need to be tolerant with people you are calling. You are propagating Islam. You are calling to Allah, not to yourself. If that is the case, you need to be lenient with people. Because you might have understood certain things they have not understood. You see your colleague shaking hands with opposite, Brother Rashid, while shaking hands with opposite sex. Don't you know that is a habit of people that you enter hellfire? You know, it may be too much of you. You have understood certain things. Some of your friends you are calling, they might have not understood those things. Or they have understood that it is difficult for them to put those teachings in practice. You still need to be lenient with them until they will understand it and they will be able to practice it. See what Allah says in Quran chapter 3, verse 159. Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لَنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْضًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That all you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is by the mercy of your Lord, of Allah, you are lenient with them. And had you been severe, had you been harsh, had you been hard-hearted, they will have broken away from you. They will have run away. They will have abandoned you. They will have left you. Please, while propagating Islam, you need to be tolerant and lenient with people. Likewise, you need to be generous and kind to people. You need to be what? Prophet Salam, in his biographies, he was not a rich man, but he was very kind. He was very generous. That will make people you are inviting, you know, to move closer to you. They will see you as someone they can move closer with. You should not be stingy. You should not be someone that you are selfish. You are after your own good alone. No. What you are propagating may not be successful. Likewise, another issue is you need to be good with people. The way you relate with people, you should be good with them. See hadith of Tirmidhi. وَخَلِّكِنْ نَاسَ بِخُلُكِنْ حَسَنْ. What you are propagating Islam. Islam is good. But Muslims may have problems. For people to accept that good religion you are preaching, you should be good with them. That makes them to accept Islam. We have cases among the companions that some people accepted Islam through their good behaviors, through the way they conveyed Islamic messages to them. Let us take note of this. May Allah assist us. Likewise, for you to propagate Islam, you need to know to be current with the happenings around the globe. You that you want to propagate Islam, you need to know where Muslims are suffering. These are some of the things you use to convince people that religion of Islam is religion of Allah and is global and international religion. You need to know what is happening in the world. Likewise, you need to be cautious and careful when it comes to al-masail al-khilafiyya, controversial issues. Islamic propagators, they don't capitalize on controversial issues. They don't make controversial issues, you know, bedrock or bone of contention. They should not make it bedrock of their propagation. There are some youth, their own propagation focuses more on controversial issues. Can you use Subha Tasbih? Can we observe Tarawih more than 11? Can we do zikru in Jama'ah? Please, while calling people to Allah, while propagating Islam, focus more on Aqidah, how people will have authentic Islamic creed. Focus more on how people will be good servants of Allah, how they will be worshipping Allah alone. Focus more on how people will be morally upright. Focus more on how people will be academically sound. Occasionally, there may be discussions on controversial issues. One should not be too rigid on controversial issues and don't make it the object or the bedrock of your da'wah. In conclusion, you will need to be, you know, prayerful. While calling people to Islam, while propagating Islam, you pray for people. you pray Allah to soften the heart of people you are calling. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, his mother accepted Islam through prayers. Allah softened the heart of his mother. Umar ibn Khattab, prayer Allah prayed that Allah should guide him. So please, we pray a lot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this little we have been able to put together. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.